Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here for another episode here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning and blessing me and giving me the activities of my lamp. It's interesting because, boy, today I wanted to get me some good old sleep. And my dog came at about 8:30, came to me, woke me up, and was like, I don't know what you're doing, but it's time for you to get up. So I want to thank my dog as well as thank my Heavenly Father. Now, today is Tuesday, and on Tuesday is when we do the show From the Pulpit to the Couch, where you receive biblical teachings from someone in ministry, as well as myself, Jeanette Abney, a licensed marriage and family therapist. And today's topic is one of those, and I always say interesting topic, but it's one of those things where we are now winding down 2021. So we got a few more days left before we entertain 2022. Many individuals did not make it through this journey. I got a friend today. I want you guys to pray for him. Yeah, Anthony called me and told me yesterday he is in the hospital with COVID. So praying for him. Hopefully he'll make it through, because I know he got a lot of other challenges that he's dealing with besides just dealing with COVID. So let's please keep him in our prayer. For those of us that went to Willowbrook Middle School, we know who Anthony is. So we're talking about Anthony Austin. So let's keep him in our prayers. Now, today's topic is entitled Personal Demons. Now, we talk about personal demons. We know that demons is a metaphor. You know, we talk about demonic. We talk about scary. We talk about, you know, all these different things. But my question to you is, what is keeping you awake at night? What are you dealing with? Now, we know that demons can keep one awake at night, reminding one of embarrassing moments or ongoing worry. You know, there's an old saying that goes, if you go worry, don't pray. If you go pray, don't worry, just don't do both. And sometimes we do both, because we'll worry about something, we have things on our mind, and it's hard for us to let things go. Now, these demons can also be whispers of how pathetic one is, or that they have not accomplished certain things. And that could be, you know, we talk about constructive criticism. When we talk about constructive criticism is still criticism. Now, if you're trying to give somebody some insight into some things that can make their life better, there's a way to encourage them, to motivate them without being so hard on them. Because what happens is when individuals and those demons start reminding them of things that they didn't accomplish, making them feel bad about themselves, and what happens is these things can weigh a person down. And they usually turn up when one is either most vulnerable or during a time where they're already stressed out or burnt out. So we want to be careful with that. Now, we talk about the classification of demons. Now, Janelle, you know, if you're not working, you can call in, because I want to hear what you have to say about this topic, too. We talk about personal demons. Because sometimes we look at demons as being a mental health issue, or people have these spirits or these things upon them. But the classifications of demons can also consist of pride. Sometimes people can have too much pride. It can be greed. They're chasing something, and it's keeping them awake at night because the greed is getting the best of them. Lust. To be lusting after something, meaning you can't go to sleep because you're either lusting after a person or an item or an object. Envy, to be envying what people got. Do you know that some people can't sleep at night because they're too busy worried about what their neighbors got, what other people are doing? You know, we say this, mind your business or get you some business. So you don't have to be worried about all of that. Gluttony, wrath, or sloth. That's just to name a few things when we're talking about some of the classifications of what these demons are. You know, but when we start talking about embarrassing moments, secret sins, you know, whether it's a mental health issue, you could be dealing with schizophrenia, you could be dealing with just your perception of things that is bothering you or worrying you. But what happened is our personal demons, we're talking about what's personal, are our obsessions, fears, it could be a chronic illness, or problems like our dealing with situations, our mental health issues like depression, that can wear a person down to where they can't sleep at night. Anxiety, excessive worrying, and addictions. Boy, when I start playing three-hand poker, it gets so bad sometimes I just play with the cards myself just to entertain myself by playing with the cards. But these things are personal. And they, what happens with it being personal is there are things and habits that we do. We are used to it. We are accustomed to it. But sometimes it can be a waste of time. And we have to learn how to let some of these things go. Now, I'm waiting on Lady T to call in because I keep looking because I'm looking at my iPad this way and my computer is that way. And there's something going on with my screen on my computer. So I hope that it's not messed up to where I'm not able to accept the calls. But if you have something that you want to say to join in on this conversation, because you guys know I don't like doing all the talking because my mouth gets dry and I didn't eat my breakfast this morning again. Not like I'm fasting, but I am still losing weight, so I'm trying to get my sexy back, so I'm working on that. So when we're talking about it being a new year, things are approaching, we have to learn how to let some things go. Not only some things, some people, we have to learn how to get through some situations. We have to learn how to do better. They always say, and Dr. Phil said, when you know better, you do better. Because there is help available and there's resources available for individuals. So today we're going to be addressing how do you deal with these inner demons? Meaning, you know, I got something going on. I can't even tell nobody. I don't even know how to express this. I don't even want to feel it. But for some reason, it's beating the hell out of me. And I can't deal with this no more. We're going to also be talking about where do these inner demons, where do they come from? And sometimes they can be based also on criticism, self-doubt, negative patterns. And these things are not necessarily real. You know, it can also be something that someone said to you as a child. Many of you know that Precious Predicaments, Precious was my mother's nickname. And boy, that woman was a cold piece of work because she would say some things to people that, ooh. When I do a therapy sometime and I share some of the things and the names that I was called, I'd be like, ooh, you know. But they weren't true, and I didn't believe it. I didn't receive that. So we have to, like I said, those are those demons that can keep you awake at night. I remember being a child. My mother used to say all kind of negative things about me, and even when I became an adult and got like, you don't want to get no license. You don't want to get no license. You know, and then now that I got my license, I'll be like, Lord, all the heck. But sometimes you got to learn how to push your way through that negativity. So in addition to it being something that was said as a child, it can also be a negative remark from a boss, an old boss. Have you ever had a boss that was just so negative? It was like you couldn't do nothing right. They never complimented you, but always criticized something you said. But then when you go home, you can't even sleep at night because you're dreading going to work the next day. You're holding on to these things. But you got to realize and be aware of what's yours and what's theirs and let them have their own stuff. Even if people are saying negative things about you. I have a son that got a mouth on him, and some of the things he'd be saying, I'd be like, no, you didn't just say that. Or no, you... You know, and even we're trying to teach my grandchildren how to be polite to individuals because many individuals don't realize the scars that they may inflict on another because words are powerful. They're very powerful. But again, you don't have to entertain individuals that are speaking this negativity into your life, whether it's an old boss, whether it's a family member, and even if it's a friend. Sometimes we have friends, our so-called frenemies, that could be so negative that it seems like they get joy out of putting other people down and not realizing that that can cause someone to lose sleep at night because they're dealing with this inner demon that is going on within them and negative conversation. So when I put on the show that we are basically going to be leaving 2021, entering 2022, we need to learn how to work through some of these things, let some of these things go, so we don't carry it over into the next year. Now, on my Facebook post, I put that personal demons are those things that can keep a person, like I said, awake at night, reminds of a thing, these negative thoughts that one struggles to get through. So I want you to join myself, join other people that are calling in. I see my screen just changed, so I don't know what it was going through, but apparently it experienced a healing or something because it changed. So if you want to call in and you want to join in on a conversation, I see you too, Erin King, or if you're on Facebook Live with me and you have a comment that you want to share, type it in. I'll read it out loud. Because the thing is, you don't have to suffer in silence. And you don't have to, like they say, a secret is not a secret until you tell somebody, don't tell nobody. And the first thing you go do is tell somebody. So when you can live with it, then you've set yourself free. You know, as I was putting the information together, and I was looking at some different things, and it says that I was talking about our personal demons. I'm going to read some of the information that I found, and it says, don't allow your past to be drawn into your future unless you made peace with it. You know, peace and joy is something that nobody can take away from you. So you don't have to allow your past to be drawn into your future. If you've done some things, learn how to forgive yourself and let those things go so that it don't even carry that weight no more. So then when a person come and throw it back at you, you can laugh, you can smile, you can say, you know what, Paula White said this, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Thank you, Anaya, for the compliment. I keep telling people I'm trying to get my sexy back, so once I give it this big old head, you know, my nephew used to tell me, auntie, just keep shaking your head, it gave me a headache. So I'm doing some things about I'm reinventing myself, Amalia, so thank you very much. So that's another thing. When we talk about these personal demons, we have to stop being so hard on ourselves. And if a person gives you a compliment, it doesn't mean that the person is trying to be, you know, negative or criticize you. Roll with it. Accept it. Tell people thank you. Part of these demons is we have to learn how to break old habits. We have to. Thank you, Janelle. You said, but you're already sexy. I always say I'm getting, wait till I turn 60. Honey, I'm going to have a sexy 60 party when I turn 60. I got a few more years to go, so I'm getting ready for that. You know, I'm getting ready for that. And I say that, Janelle, because for so many years, I hid my beauty. For so many years, I put myself in this box where I didn't want nobody to look at me, so I hid behind food. And I would distract individuals. But I've learned to embrace it now to where I don't let nobody, even to this day, I hear people say things, and I just, I'll be wanting to say so bad, you must be thinking about your mama because you ain't talking to me. So when I hear individuals, because I'm going to tell you, when individuals don't feel good about themselves, they be real quick to make you try to feel bad about yourself, and you don't have to own that. You don't have to carry that. So again, when I talked about these demons and the classification of demons and signs that one is battling inner demons, and that's basically what I was indicating, because how do you know if a person is battling their inner demon and trying to project it onto you, or if something is bothering them and they don't know how to let it go, but then they're making their problem become your problem? You have to know it when you see it and recognize it and not take it personal. I tell individuals, there are certain things I'm just not going to do. First of all, ain't nothing going to make me lose my appetite. I don't care what the heck is going on. You ain't going to make me not want to eat. That ain't happening. And when it comes to sleep, I'm going to get me some sleep. And like I was saying this morning, my dog had to come and wake me up. I guess she was like, you've been in this bed for a long time. Are you okay? So then after she came and checked on me, because I felt her, I heard her coming by me, then she went over there and laid back on her little pallet. No, you got to go outside now. Time for you. It's daytime now. Time for you to go. But I appreciate her checking up on me. Another thing is, and we talk about with demons and devils, and there's a saying that resist the devil and the devil will flee. But what if you don't even want it to flee? What if you hold it on to it? What are you gaining from that? Because, like I said, a lot of times individuals get so used to being in a mess, or they get so used to getting beat up about certain things to where when someone do come into their life, they're not even ready and not even willing and don't even know how to acknowledge that this person may be here for your good and not for your bad and not for evil. So, again, what's holding you back? And it's time to take those shackles off your feet. So, again, I want to hear your thoughts. I don't see the board lighting up, basically, but give me a call, 516-387-1914, because like I said, I want to hear what you guys have to say as it relates to this. And this doesn't mean you got to put your, okay, you want to be in the video? Okay, let me see if I can press this button. Okay, I am approving you to be in the video. I guess I got to send an invite. Okay, I'm adding you, Janelle. Now, you know I don't know all this computer technology stuff. It say adding. So hopefully it'll click on. Still saying adding. So it's doing something, Janelle. Because you can either come on live on Facebook with me, or you can call the number. And if you call the number, they can hear you, but then they won't be able to see you. But this thing is still blinking, saying adding. So hopefully I pressed the button right, so hopefully you'll be able to join in so they can see your beautiful face too. So let me share some of the information that I was talking about. There you go, Janelle. How you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm a mess. I'm still in bed.
I was too until it was time for me to just get up. But when we're talking about this topic in regards to personal demons, because, you know, sometimes people can have some things going on within them that's personal, and sometimes that stuff can get projected onto other people. But one of the things that I was just mentioning is how to deal or how to know when a person is dealing with their own personal demons. What's your thought on that?
My personal demon comes from abandonment. So I'm always striving for this perfection. And the moment that I hear or see like I'm failing at something, right, I'm very, very hard. The dynamic in my family, I'm the baby sister. I'm older siblings that are all in their 50s. And there's 18-year difference between the last older and me and the twin brother. And it feels like all of my life, I'm 35, it feels like I never get the respect or just the way yesterday I argued with my older sister over something minute, but like to her response to me they yell at me. Conversation like any and because I don't get that here, I feel that I project that on other people. So I find myself yelling at other people, right? Like, I don't know, I'm always trying to show to them. I do a couple things, like perfectionism, trying to gain people's acceptance. These are mine and
uh-huh.
Right? And then I'm also always fighting for respect. I am also a recovering addict, and with that, I understand that, I don't know, the respect thing, the way many people may view because of the mistakes I have made, the respect isn't there. So then I equate that to my value,
gotcha.
To my worth, and that then makes me very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to validate my
values,
my worth.
I'm
always trying to
test
my voice being heard
in
my family.
Mm-hmm. But let me say this to you, Janelle. Today is Tuesday, is when we do the show from the pulpit to the couch. And you about to make me cuss. And I will tell you why you about to make me cuss. You about to make me cuss because I hear what you said and I can relate. Because I was the oldest of three. And every time I don't like looking at myself on pictures or all of this. Even looking at myself now, I look so much like my mama. It's spooky. And I mean it's spooky. But my mother dealt with chronic depression. She dealt with alcoholism. She dealt with being very promiscuous with men. She dealt with a whole lot of stuff that I didn't want to deal with. Some of the stuff I was accused of, but it wasn't me. So I had to fight for years. I had to fight for my identity. I had to fight for my independence. I had to fight for my mother. I had to fight. So the problem is I fought so much. Oh, somebody's calling in. And I hope it's going to screen. Every time I'm doing certain shows, it messes things up. I had to fight so much, I didn't know how to have peace within myself, my inner peace. But when I said you're about to make me cuss, I'm going to say it anyway, even though today is Tuesday. Fuck them. So, and I use humor as a defense mechanism because I had to find my inner strength because this was the thing. It wasn't what they said about me that was for me to believe. It was what I believed about myself. You know, my mother used to tell me, you so stupid, they need your head in the White House as a spit tube. You so stupid. So I was a straight-A student. How the hell am I stupid? You ain't even got a high school diploma. So... So when I would hear these things,
finding my identity and seeking out God, and I'm learning that if I just believe what God,
girl, honey, mom,
God validates me. That God, my worth is in God, and that He, you know, the respect is in Him.
You gotta respect yourself. See, that's the stuff that keeps you up at night. I remember being. Big nose, you're this. Honey, I embrace my big nose. I can smell every red sign. I own a drug rehab, and when people come to my house, I be like, I'm in my house. You know I'm born with that. When they come in my office, I can smell it and tell them what they had. They burp. I see what they ate. Honey, I use my nose as an asset. It's not a liability. As a kid, I used to want to go to sleep like this. I'm not Michael Jackson. I ain't trying to do all of that. And my kids don't have my nose. Okay, so we just got two callers calling in. One number ended in 41. Hi, my name is Jeanette. What would you like to add to the show as we talk about personal demons? Oh, it's still on. Stay on. I can go home.
It's down, but I'm sorry. I didn't get the thing today. I'm just listening.
Okay, you just listening? Okay, Sean. Okay.
I didn't hear the thing, so I was trying to hear what the subject was today.
Well, the subject is dealing with personal demons. We're talking about these personal demons, these things they got pulled up at night where they can't go to sleep. And you know some of the things I just said. You know how my mom talked about me and my sisters. Girl, our name was V-I-T-C-S, Holy Triumph. Girl, I didn't even know my name was Jeanette for a long time.
Right.
You know. Now, you guys used to feel sorry for us because we got talked about so bad. But you know what? My mother thought she was building us and strengthening us, but she was breaking some people down. It just didn't go for me like that. So I learned how to deal with these demons, demonic and evil people and evil spirits. And I learned how to deal with that and not let that get the best of me. And especially, you know, when it talks about resist the devil and the devil shall flee. Sometimes we bring things upon ourselves that we got to deal with. Like I said, Jeanette, you got to do better. You can do better. That's a stronghold on you that only you can get rid of by repenting, forgiving yourself, and forgiving them that don't know no better. My mama didn't know no better. My daddy, my sister, they don't know no better. I'm not going to let them keep me up at night because of how they feel about themselves and project that onto me. I'm not going to do that.
The program that I have in NA, I also have tools and I have a program that teaches me principles. And sometimes I can look at my family and just say, y'all just don't got it. Y'all just don't got it.
True. But this is another thing I want to share with you. The abandonment issue. Childhood trauma is deep. And there's a difference between baggage versus trauma. Sometimes we abandon ourselves. We give up on ourselves. If someone left you, baby, let them go. Don't beg nobody to be in your life, even if it's a parent.
I found other people to parent me. I found other people, or other people came into my life. When one person leaves, honey, another person comes. Don't do that to yourself, because you'll dig a grave for yourself and fall in. They can't do nothing with you. Empower you. Encourage you. So my thing was, I had to learn, because people thought I had daddy issues. I didn't have daddy issues. My daughter told me one time, she said, Mom, you don't have daddy issues. You got mommy issues. My mama was a hot mess. What's that? Then I realized,
what was you about to say, Sean? I kind of agree with that. You know, both of our mothers was really, really, you know, strong, and they had their ways that were good and ways that were bad. And she still had some name calling. She just used different names. But,
not a bad thing.
Her, yeah,
not as bad,
you know,
as my
same,
mama.
Same, well, you're right, but it is when it's still hurtful to the person or to the kid. You know what I mean? It could, yours could as well be worse, but when you're the person, things that they say still hurt you deeply, and like you said, it causes those inner demons. Now, of course,
right.
You know, we loved our mothers very, very much, but they had their faults, and I always thought, it's my opinion, that my mother's issue was she was a teen parent, and like I said, she didn't know any better. She was a good mother, you know, she raised well, but it was a whole lot of dumb things she made because she was such a young parent.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like I said, though, was she, you know, we all say we are better people because we got spanked, but some of hers turned into beating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now, like I said, I don't hold no ill feelings because of it, but it did cause some issues.
It did.
And it caused
a
lot of issues.
Comes from. That's where individuals start seeking love from in the wrong places. Luther Keith, I see you, and you can call in, Luther, at 516-387-1914. Tell me, I'm going to put you back on in a minute. I put it on mute because I heard a lot of background noise. And hello, Josephine. I thank all those that are listening. Because when we talk about these things, what happens is if we don't handle these inner demons, it will come out in other behaviors, like being promiscuous at a young age, like engaging in unhealthy, toxic relationships, like dealing with drugs and alcohol, having eating disorders, self-mutilating behaviors. That's where a lot of that stuff comes from. And this is one of the things I want to say, Janelle. When we talk about abandonment, and I didn't know it was abandonment, I was angry. I was so mad. I was so angry. And I didn't even know it was anger that I projected onto other people. And I tell people I was a bully that bullied bullies. If you came to me and told me somebody did something, y'all be like, come on, let's go get them. So I was one of those people. And Sean could attest to that. Sean knew. You go get your neck. Go get, don't mess with me. I ain't playing. And so the thing with that is, I learned that the whole issue at the bottom of this iceberg of anger and of interpersonal demons was disappointment. I didn't know how to deal if a person disappointed me. So what I learned was they didn't know no better. You cannot give me what you do not have. You cannot teach me what you do not know. So I forgave them. And when I forgave them, God, that set me free. So I didn't carry a lot of the baggage and hurt and pain and all of that stuff that a lot of women carry, because I forgave them and I forgave myself. My thing is, I tell people, I'm not suicidal. I'm homicidal. I'm a killer, sucker, maybe mess. What the hell am I kidding? You piss me off, you got to die. Why the hell am I kill me for? That don't make no sense.
You're right about that.
That don't make no sense to me that you go project all of this onto me and I got to kill you. Baby, you take your stuff back. I'll get you before you get me. But that was my mentality. And I had to learn to let a lot of that stuff go too, because I'm going to tell you, demons attract demons. When you carrying that personal demon, you go attract other hurt, broken people. If somebody comes to me like, baby, I can't help you.
I'm a therapist and I can't help you. I ain't dealing with all that mess. I'm just not going to deal with it. And who you are, family, friends, I'm not carrying your weight. Okay, Lady T, I got you on there, Lady T. What do you want to share and let the listener know about person? We're talking about these things, and especially with today being Tuesday, from the pulpit to the couch, when we talk about these classifications of demons, pride, greed, lust, gluttony, and the wrath, all of this stuff that people are hurt, and some people are not getting no sleep and no rest, they ain't got no lady.
Yeah. Well, it is breaking up a little bit. I know I'm driving, but it's kind of was breaking up a little bit. But what I want to add is, you know, with all these things you're saying, personal demons, the, you know, abandonment, all this stuff, it comes down to you blaming yourself for all these, and that's why you carry all of these. Who, you, okay, so you blame yourself for what somebody else done to you. You blame yourself for allowing them to do it to you, and you blame yourself for it being done to you. So you're carrying all of this blame, and you're like, oh, my God, and you can't sleep at night. It keeps you awake, and it runs through your mind all day. You can't even function properly. So you're carrying all this. You got to let it go. You know how in seasons snakes shed their skin. That's what we have to do. Each season, whatever you go through, you have to let it fall off, and you have to walk in newness. You cannot keep walking in what you – picked up or what you carried or what someone else tried to put on you, you have to let it fall off of you. Because you cannot move forward, keep walking with this on you.
I agree.
Let it all go, let it all fall off.
You let it go.
And keep moving forward.
She asked the question. She asked the question. You let it go and you pick it back up again because that's a habit. That's a habit. It's like breaking up with somebody that you know that's abusive, and then your next person you date is abusive too, and they got abusive tendencies. You knew that when you met them. You knew that when you talked to them.
Yeah, because it's familiar. It's familiar.
Person, name, same behavior.
About the situation I shared like with my family, said that they speak to me a certain way. Something is in my
Why do they feel like they can happen again? It's me. Okay, here it is, Janelle. Let me tell you why. People give up when they know you already beaten yourself up. I don't even know you that way. I don't know you that way. I don't even know you at all, except for the times that you communicated with me on the phone and stuff like that. But I see your hurt and I see your brokenness. They do too. And you're disappointed in yourself because you've made some decisions in your life that you know were not healthy, right decisions, and they know too, and they probably thought more of you. And because they thought more of you, you disappointed them, and they are not forgiving. But once you forgive yourself and you start respecting yourself, they have no choice but to fall in line, or they're going to leave you alone. And sometimes a person leaving you alone is not a bad thing. It's not always abandonment. It's not always rejection. Some people are not meant to be in your life, whether they family or not. We think because they family, we got to hold on to them. But if they toxic, let that sucker go. Don't hold on to them thinking you're going to turn it into something good. It will break you down. You hear how I talk to my son.
That's one of my problems.
Girl, well, you know what? You better figure that out. Like I said, it's going to be you or them. Which one is going to be? You can't carry all of them. You hear what I say to my son, and I be serious, and that's my child. I'm not living like that. I'm not dealing with his demons. I'm not dealing with that bad behavior. But I remember when I first met his father, the day his father came and knocked on my door, my friend told me, Jeanette, that's the devil. I didn't believe her. That is, and Sean know, because one day his daddy went into her house and was shooting with kids in the house. I was mad because I didn't tell him. I was like, why y'all let him out? Why you let him out? That man, girl, I ain't never met nobody like that in my life. Let me take that back. Mm-hmm. My daddy was like that. My daddy was like that, and that drew me to that. I wasn't scared of it. I knew that demon.
And demons, and that demon behavior, it's like a domino effect. If you keep it in your life, it's going, when they start, it's going to flow over to you, and it's just going to keep on going. And it'll fall and fall and fall. And unless you cut it off and let it go, it'll just keep on going on and on and on. And it ain't going to do that. That toxicness that they have is going to overflow to you. And it's going to do nothing but make your whole life toxic.
Because spirits attach spirits. Daniel Estelle, I see you on here. You know you can call in and help us with this topic as we're talking about people's personal demons, because we got some people that are struggling with letting some of this stuff go. And it's like a spiritual warfare. It's something inside of them, because like I said, they attach themselves onto you. Hurt people will hurt others. And so like you said, you looking for love, but you really don't have no love to give right now. Because you got to turn what you got to you and invest it into you so that you can become healthy so you can attract healthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to keep attracting these same type of demonic, hurt, broken people too that are dealing with those type of spirits. And the thing that gets me, my son's probably going to be mad at me, but the thing that gets me the most with my son is Sean can attest, my son was not raised in Compton.
Mm-mm.
I don't know where. That ain't nothing but his daddy's spirit. He wasn't there. He left when he was a year, less than a year and a half old. So that's why I see it, because I recognize it. And I don't want that spirit around me. I don't care who you are. I don't want it around me.
I'm so sick that I want to save that. I want to be better because I come from a place, a broken place, and like with my me being a recovering head, I came
they
from.
They'll come back and get you, okay?
Others. I feel like I got to save that everybody else too.
Wait a minute. How you go save them and you can't save you?
Whoa, you done told me.
You can't help yourself out of this
pit. But your mom got to come to Grammy's house, okay?
So therefore, you got to first invest in you.
Don't
you know what? I learned at a young age, and I tell individuals, the things I did in my 20s and my 30s, by the time I got in my 40s, in my 50s, heck no. I'm not entertaining them demons. I'm not playing with them bad boys no more. I'm not doing that stuff no more. I'm too old for that. I'm not in maturity. A lot of that stuff comes with maturity. When you know better, you do better. You have a relationship with your higher power. Honey, I tell people there's a lot of things that God and prayer protect me from. Even though I may have been around and knew people that I didn't engage in that. I did not do those things. I was not what people said that I was, even my own mama. And I didn't carry that trauma because they were traumatized. I'm going to let them traumatize me. I left that stuff alone. So, it's like I said, it's how you feel about yourself. Something, it's like, I remember growing up in Compton, there was a neighborhood I knew nothing about. My mother didn't want us to know nothing about that neighborhood. I didn't even know there was a school back there called Marian Anderson for years. I didn't even know that school existed. Because my mother didn't want us playing with the kids in that neighborhood. She never told us why. So what I started doing, I started sneaking around the corner, going because they had families with a whole bunch of kids, because I love big families. I love big families. And I would go over there. Let me tell you, Jeanette, your mama looking for you. Jeanette, your mama, I'll go down the other street to get away from her. But there was a reason why. And Sean knew. Back there was drugs. Was molestation, was murder, was all kind of stuff back there in them corner pockets. My mama didn't want me back there.
And let me say this. Like when she's saying, is how are you gonna help the behavior? It took me forever to figure that out. Cause me, Jeanette can tell y'all that I'm one that wanted to save the world. Everybody I want to help. And all I was doing was tearing myself down. I say right now, I have a very chronic illness, and I think I made it more chronic because I was too busy trying to save and help everybody else and wasn't helping myself. In the last 2 years, I've never been so healthy. And not saying that I don't still have that illness, but I take care of myself now and let everybody else take care of them. Because at the end of the day, if you gone, they going to still be doing the same things they doing while you here. When you gone, they going to still be that same person unless they figure it out for themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Like
it took me a long time.
Part of it is you have to separate who a person is from what a person do. You have to understand, you got to get back down to the basics. You know, some people are not bad people. They're hurt and broken person. But some things you just can't contain. Certain things, people you should not supposed to be bothered with. You pray for them. You love them from a distance. Sometimes we were given mixed messages about, well, that's your family. And you if I know my family member's a thief, you ain't coming in my house stealing from me. You know, don't mean I don't care about you. Don't mean I don't love you. But I'm not going to deal with your brokenness. Because if you're broken, you're going to break me too. I'm not going to do that. So even as me being a therapist, if men try to date me and I'm depressed, but girl, I had a man one time. He did that to me. He sent me a text message telling me I'm depressed. Good, I sent them resources. I said, I can't do nothing with that. I can't do that about your depression. And something, bipolar, I ain't playing with bipolar. I can't do it with bipolar. Because the mood swings would get on my nerves. And I know that. I have a very short attention span, and I have sometimes limited patience. So are you a drug? You on drugs? You alcohol? I'm not dealing with that. If you're a whoremonger, no, baby, I ain't dealing with all of that because I know you don't know. You don't know no better, and you ain't going to be here pissing me off. I do fine by myself. And the thing is, and like I said, I don't throw people away. I don't judge individuals. I don't mistreat people.
Right.
That's what I don't do. But some things I've learned just not to entertain. I learned to leave it alone. And it took me a while. It took me a while because, like I told you, I got some friends. Do what? I didn't hear you.
I say you know where not to let people into your personal
life.
Oh,
yeah. I know how, like I said, I know people that do some real interesting things, but that don't mean I'm going to be hanging out with them every day. Let me talk about this person. This is Jeanette. Welcome to Pressure Predicaments, number ending in 44. What would you like to add to the show as we're talking about personal demons? Because I'm going to give some information in regards to signs you're dealing with personal demons.
Well, if you have a personal demon, you better talk to the one above. This is Ask Mama G from YouTube.
Now, you know about the personal demons that people be battling with. You know, and I'm going to read this. This talks about, okay, I see that, Tammy. Tammy said I had to hang up, too much going on. All right, thank you, Tammy, for even joining us. I appreciate it. Now, this is an article that was written, and it talks about six signs that you're dealing with personal demons. And it indicates that though it's not what we like to admit, we all have inner demons. We do. Now, whether it's addiction, form of trauma that you're dealing with, repressed memories, fear of failure, low self-esteem, we all deal with things that are toxic. They eat us from the inside out. Now, the word demon actually comes from the negative presence that these things have. When there's something poisoning your inner world, it can certainly seem like otherworldly monsters, meaning that if these things are fighting you when you're feeling bad about yourself and stuff, things of that nature. But our inner demons aren't vague forces of evil that causes us to do bad things. Whether there are things that we've been through, there are things that have happened to us and the process and to heal from and we have to grow from. I'm going to tell you this. A lot of things that I experienced, things that may have been meant to kill me, to take me out, to make me want to go to all this, I didn't even realize it was that bad until I started doing these shows and I'm talking about it. I'm like, ooh, I remember that happening, but it didn't even pierce me that deep. It really didn't. I bounced back. Whether it was jobs, marriages, I had a man tell me one time, Jeanette, you've been married so many times, you should never get married again. You need to just be by yourself. Don't just tell me like I'm damaged good. If you don't get out of here, I told that man, get behind me. Get behind me, Satan. But the thing was, he wanted me to believe that about me. Ain't nobody going to ever want you. You're going to be by yourself. I'm by myself because I haven't came across a person that was worthy that I would want to entertain to enjoy my fruits of my labor. With what I do, with what I make, with what I have, why am I going to entertain a bum? Why am I going to let a person that ain't got nothing tell me about me? No, boo-boo, it don't work like that. It just don't work like that. But there are some women, there are some men that do that, and I don't knock them. As a therapist, even when I'm doing couples and marriage therapy, when we talk about equally yoked, some people don't even know what that means. Just because you grew up in the same neighborhood with somebody doesn't mean you're equally yoked. Just because you go to a church with the same person doesn't mean you're equally yoked. You know, sometimes we get ourselves caught up in spiritual warfare, and sometimes we get ourselves caught up in trauma bombs. And some people don't even know what the heck that even means. Now, getting back to this and talking about facing your demons, therefore, we have to confront our fears. We have to become the bigger, better, wiser person. We got to look at the problem directly and consciously and do our best to try to overcome them. Some things we may not overcome. Something I know, and I can look at you and tell that you're not happy. I can look at you and tell that your situation right now with the age that you are, you reflect back on some of the mistakes in the past that you've made. Baby, let that go and move forward. You know, don't let those things beat you up.
That's where I'm at, the letting it go. I need to learn that letting it go part. I need to learn what does that look like? What does that sound like? What is that letting it go?
Okay, this is what I tell people.
All those, what you just listed in that article, I have all that. Like, how do I really let, what does letting it go look like, sound like?
Getting through it. When Mary J. Blige talked about no more tears, you can cry, but don't keep crying.
Right.
When you acknowledge it and see it's there, you do what you can about it. Anything else, you pray about it. You know, I would find myself like Mama G is on the air. Mama G been knowing me for, hello, Mama G, we've been knowing each other for about 30 years, 30-something years.
Okay. Okay, Alfred is 41. You started taking him to school when he was 2. So
whoa.
30. Well, 3. Yeah, so it has been close to 40 years.
You've been knowing me for 40 years that basically I've pretty much been in those shit time. Mama G know, if she hears something about Jeanette Abney that ain't right, she know what's right and what's real and what ain't. She seen me. She watched me. Sean been knowing me since we were kids, living down the street. We used to hang out with each other, hop fences and climb roofs and trees together. She had kids. So I don't have to make stuff up or, you know, these are people that really know me because they know my spirit. They know my heart. They know my bad stuff I've done, too. They know that, too. But
we
by that same token, when we're talking about these things, you got to first acknowledge it, and you got to want to do better. I want to be better. I don't want it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, I know one of my demons is when somebody does something to Alfred,
yeah, I know.
The claws come out. And I have, you know, and I'm like, okay, God, this person, you have to do something to him because I'm going to do something to him or her.
Yeah.
So I had to write things down, talk about it out loud, walk. And so now when I see that person who has disrespected Alfred, they're invisible to me. And I see them quite often. So when I see them, I'm like, Lord, you know this. You keep this away from me. And he does. I have to rely on him. That demon, keep that thought when I see that person away. Because because Jeanette knows, I will go off. I will go off on you. I don't care where you are, who you are.
it all be gone. And I'll be sitting there with my
I'll tell you a little incident that happened. Okay, Alfred, years ago, I guess about 30 years ago, Alfred went to go visit his grandmother. And so the clinic had called and said Alfred has to have an appointment. So I took him because he was wearing a brace on his leg at one time, and I said it broke. So I took the brace to the clinic, and one of the white doctors said, well, we can't give Alfred a new brace because he's not here. We don't know what you're going to do with the brace, saying that I might sell it. Well, I said, excuse me. I said, my son needs a new brace now, not tomorrow. And I don't know why you think that I'm going to do something to get money for a broken brace. That is disrespectful to me. And the nurse said, do we need to call security? Do you know he was the head of, so I don't care who he is. You're telling me my son can't have a new brace because he's not here and it's broken? That's ridiculous.
But you know what? You know what?
I got the new brace at the end.
You know what, Mama G? I want to say, because I know we got like 10 minutes on the show. Mama G, you have been protective over your son because there were times you may have felt your son couldn't protect himself and you doing your job as a mother. And you've done that with all of your kids. I've watched you do that. Like I said, when I was the bus driver, you came and you would come and check me if I was out of order as a bus driver. So you wear your little left and foofy butt out there and you gonna say what you got to say. You've always been that way. And so, but when we start talking about these inner demons, and see, sometimes when we have a child that we know has a disability or a special need, we don't want nobody messing with them because sometimes people, they can deal with parental guilt. They're like, why this happened to my child? I do wrong. And I ain't going to let you punish him, too. I'm already dealing with this.
Nah.
So forgiveness is important. But I want to say this about, here are some few signs that you're battling inner demons. You feel like a doubt, a dark cloud is looming over your head. You know how you just feel like they look
so
bad. Everything is just going, you know, sometimes people use the phrase inner demons to mean mental illness because there are so many cases which they can overlap. Because sometimes a person can have this dark cloud, and sometimes people can be so deep into depression. I had a person file a complaint against me. Man, you complain against me. I own 2 corporations, 5 locations. I do podcasts. I do public speaking. What's your complaint going to do? Her complaint was she said she called me and I didn't call her back. Now, I'm up at 7 o'clock, 12 o'clock reading emails because I got 40,000 emails from what I've got. I get so many emails a day, so many phone calls a day. I don't get to call people back till 7 o'clock at night because I'm seeing clients from 9 to almost 7. Then I call you between 7 and 8. So I responded to this complaint at midnight. And when I read that the person said that I didn't call her back, I responded and said, I called the woman. This is her phone number. She didn't want to hear what I had to say. She wanted an evening appointment. I have no evening appointments available because I'm doing group. I laid down my Monday through Friday schedule because my grandkids won't let me work on the weekends no more. And that person responded back to me, and I told this is what I said. I said, the rate for couples counseling is between $150 to $300 per session. My rate with your organization is $65. I understand that many people are finding difficulties seeking assistance. However, I can only see so many clients, and I did not have the availability. But by the time I said, I checked my emails this morning, the person said, complaint closed. What if I would have been myself as a therapist or say, oh, how dare. It reminded me, first of all, when my mama said, don't get no license. People go try to take your license. So, same thing. I looked at it, said what I had to say, had it written down on a piece of paper, with her name and her phone number, when I called her back, honey, she's closed. So my thing is, don't let, and I knew she was dealing with some stuff. I knew she wanted some help, but I can't help you. That's how you got to learn how to help people go. I can't help her, but it doesn't mean I can't help nobody else.
I just can help her.
Yeah.
Situation. So, like I said, people feel like there's a dark cloud looming over their head. This is another thing, how you know you're dealing with inner demons. You always feel like something isn't right.
Yeah.
You start beating yourself up. Then there's a nagging shame behind all you do. I say what I mean what I say. I'm very consistent. People that say, you're selfish. I am so far from selfish, it's ridiculous or rude. What you about to say?
I was going to say that although we know, you know, I'm different in a whole lot of ways than I was when, you know, a few years ago, even especially when we was younger. But some of those things I still struggle with, you know, even though I've left it alone, you know. I was one of those that, what you call, seeking approval from everything, and I think that was because of the mother-daughter relationship. And sometimes I still find myself having those feelings like, you know, kind of slipping back. But what I was trying to say to the, you know, to the person on the phone, that it's never going to be that easy to just let it go. Like she was saying, how, but you have to make yourself, you know, deal with yourself, pray, like you said, keep praying about it, and make sure that you're serious that you want these behaviors gone, because they will flip back. I still find myself trying to seek approval of people that's just totally unnecessary.
They'll tear you down. There you go. You know
they
what,
will
Sean?
Tear
I
you
want
down.
To say they will wear you down. I want to say this. I may not be good enough for you. I may not live up to your expectations. I may not be available whenever you want me to be. But I'm good enough for me. I'm available
right.
for me. I like me. I love me. I'm patient with me. So therefore, it's not about your opinion of me. It's what God believes and see, and what I believe and feel about myself. I don't care about other people's opinion. People go lie on you. People go say things bad about you. People say it about me all the time. But I'm not going to
be in your family.
Oh, big time. It's more in your family. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you why it's in your family, because they think they know you the best, and they don't. Most of the people
don't
know nothing about me. They don't even know who I am as a woman. They want to bring up things I did as a child, as a teenager. I'm not that person. I remember my sister told me one time I was an atheist. I'm so far from an atheist. They didn't know what I was doing. They didn't even know I had a discernment. They didn't even know that God gave me favor. They didn't even know. But then they get mad at me because I don't give people what they want from me, because I don't owe you nothing. And I'm not going to make you feel bad. I'm not going to feel bad about what I've been blessed with. And I will share with people. I do so much.
You do.
And I don't even care. It don't even bother me because I don't do it for them. Now, here's another one. You're so afraid to fail, you don't even try. Girl, when I fail at something, I laugh about it.
Amen.
Girl, wait a minute. It ain't even that I even tried. I just do it. Do you know I put this show together less than an hour before we came on? And look at the lives and the people that we may be touching and blessing.
Right.
Put all of this and do all. I didn't do that. I trust God. I trust and I believe in my abilities as a person, a human, a therapist, a woman of God. And I put it out there.
And you have to make that relationship with yourself. If you get that relationship with yourself first and know that you are that person that you, in your heart, that you truly love yourself and you are everything to you, that's the first hurdle. You have to figure out, you have to know you, and you have to love you and everything about you. And people think they do from the beginning, but you don't, because if you love yourself, you'll have a more positive way about you. You walk with your head high, with that chest sticking out, without no doubt that I am that person.
And you know what? And I'm
going to say this.
No, that part did, but it's, you know, keep talking. We can talk for a whole nother hour. It only matter. K
Can't nobody else call in, but we can still keep it going.
And then,
JG, my man, what you about to say, lady? Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
I can hear you, Mama
okay.
G.
I just want to say there's a scripture in those basic instructions before leaving Earth that always kept me going was I was beautifully made inside. When it said praise him because I am beautifully made, and even though I had a physical challenge, I knew God made me, and I was beautiful in his sight, so nobody couldn't tell me anything. And then I had a grandmother and a mother who always made sure that I looked so pretty that people didn't recognize that I had a physical challenge. So so your demons, you have to tell your demons, I'm beautifully made by him. He took time to make me. And I have a purpose. And with everything, I have a podcast that's on YouTube. I mean, from a little girl who wore a brace on the leg, who has cerebral palsy, I have four successful children. One child is famous, the other one out everywhere. My third child was the top dog at Army Navy Academy in Carlsbad. He made history. My fourth one was the challenging one. I had to adopt my nephew. He's a grocery clerk at Albertsons. He came to me at 16 with 10 credits. And then I buried Rory. So, and then I met a young man who says, I have a radio station on the Internet, and I want you to have a show. And I said, well, this is God. This is nobody but God.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's something I know.
You're right, Karen. And like I said, and Karen, you've done so much for the community. Whenever people need you, you always there. We always run into each other. Sean, you do so much for the community. See, the thing is, when you feel good about yourself, you're willing to give back. But you can't get
exactly.
See, sometimes you're looking for love, you're looking for acceptance. And Linda said, good morning, everyone. I see that Janelle just went off. But I want to say this. When people say, we get through. You get over it. You don't get over it. You get through it. You find a way to challenge yourself and your beliefs, your core belief self, your core belief system, your perceptions of yourself. One of the things it talks about is find a mirror. Argue with the demon until you win. Don't let the demon distract you. Do not believe the demon's lies. Make sure you have ample time as demons are both, they call it wordy and wildy. They'll bring up old stuff. Remember when we used to, but I don't do that no more. You got to remember
that's demon or away.
I don't have time for this. When people say, I don't have time for this, I'm not entertaining that. I'm getting me some sleep. I remember, I'll never forget, I had this lady, and I'm a young girl. She was about 16 years old, and I had a conversation with her. And her parents was concerned because she was a straight-A student, no drugs, no alcohol, but she had symptoms of schizophrenia. But she had the audio-visual hallucination, and it was driving her crazy.
Oh.
And she didn't know what was going on. Girl, I had this girl cracking up one day. She came to me, we were talking, and I said, how you doing? She's like, I'm doing fine. I said, have you been having any audio-visual hallucinations? She said, yeah. I said, how are you with that? She said, I'm fine now. I said, so what did you do? She said, it woke me up in the middle of the night. And I said, leave me the hell alone.
You know,
leave me the hell alone. I'm going back to
sleep.
So,
you know,
sometimes
what about
we therapy? Entertaining these demons. When we entertain it can stay there. People disrespect us because they think they can. Once you set boundaries, once you lay down the law and they see how you treat yourself, you don't have that problem. I was watching this show, and I don't know if anyone's seen this, on it was called Harlem with a girl, Megan Good. And, you know, people are on her about her divorce and all of that stuff, but you know what? That's their business. And in the show, they kept calling each other the B word. And I was like, why would a bunch of women each other and call each other B's and this and that? That, to me, is so
disrespectful. I hate that.
Some people think that that's cool, but if Sean, you know, as long as you've been knowing me, I ain't never said they called you a B or let you call me a B.
It's no, totally I don't like it either. I think it's totally disrespectful.
Very.
Yes, but you know, what? One of my it's corny. I'm telling y'all right now, it's corny. But one of my good ways of if I'm feeling bad and I want to pick myself up, are you guys familiar with the song with NDIRE having a private party?
Yeah.
Oh mm-hmm. my God, that's one of my uplifting songs.
I like
that.
That's my favorite.
Like it's a ringtone on my phone. It's literally because when I heard that, it just literally consumed me because it's really all about that inner woman. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sometimes if I'm down, I just listen to it because you got to have a private party with yourself.
A private party. Yeah. I like that. Look in the mirror. Have a private party. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. Don't let nobody take away your peace. You know, and it's interesting, and I want to say this because one of the things, two different things. I ain't going to say I'm an avid reader, but I do have this book. Woman's Code is 20 powerful keys to unlock your life. Sometimes we want people to instill in us, invest in us, and pour into us what they can't even pour into themselves. But this is a good book, whether you are a woman or a man. And I like some of the things that it says. And the first thing it says is know your value. Make peace with your past. Mm-hmm. Teach people how to treat you. Live authentically. These are personal codes. So if you got personal demons, you can deal with those demons by knowing your value. Making peace with your past. Teach people how to treat you and live authentically. So when you teach people how to treat you, if you have someone in your life that's being disrespectful for you, sometimes you got to get them out of your life. Let them go. Mm-hmm. Bye. I ain't got time for that. Bye. Because I'm not going to let you bring me down or bring my spirits down. I'm not going to be an accessory to your crime. I'm not going to be a method for your madness. I'm not going to do that to myself because I love me some me. You know, and I want to say this, too, is one of the things that get me going, I love listening to gospel music. I'll go to sleep listening to gospel music. And my pastor, Danny Steele, had told me that. He had told me on my long rides going back and forth to work one time, listen to gospel music. When you learn to encourage yourself, when I listen to Hezekiah Walker's Favorite Me, and I would hear the words to those songs, words were powerful. Mm-hmm. So I can believe the negative things that people said about me. Now, why should I not believe the encouraging words to lift me up? Which one you go give the most weight? Who you go believe? The demon or your God? So we're going to end the show because I got to make me some breakfast because I got to see clients at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock tonight. So Sean, I want the listeners to know about their personal demons because we all have them, and I like what you share, but what do you want the listeners to know before we end the show today?
Thank
Who
you
are you talking
you.
To me?
Sean first,
and I'm gonna let you close it out, Mama G. Sean, what do you want to listen to?
Okay, me myself is focus on you. Focus on me. Me first, and get in tune with you, and then deal with that. Let everybody else deal with them. Get in tune with yourself. Figure out what's bothering you, and do everything you can to fix it, whatever that may take. And we know, for me right now, it's therapy. That's it. Deal with me.
You know what, everything John? Therapy is a bad thing. Therapy is not a bad thing when you connect with the right therapist. When you have a therapist that works with you, when you have a therapist that believes in you, and a therapist that can coach you through some things, some people give up because they don't know how to deal with the pain. They give up because it hurts too bad. You know what? If he can bring you to it, he can bring you through it. Now, the young lady was talking about she went off Facebook because Reggie called her. Reggie's supposed to be at work. That ain't nothing but the devil. Here this girl is trying to make a breakthrough, and my son ain't going to do nothing but break her down.
Right.
So sad because he's hurting himself. He's hurt. He can't help her. He can't even help himself. So she knew went right back to being drawn into that negativity.
Right.
But it ain't my business. They got to deal with that. I just don't want to deal with it, do with it. So, Mama G, what do you want the listeners to know as we talk about personal demons?
Personal demons? Well, first you have to tell the Lord about your demons, and you have to ask him for help. Now, when it comes up, write it down, and then that releases, I'm telling you, that works because it releases from your mind. When you write it down, for some reason it goes out of your mind for a while, and then you go back and you look at it, and you go, okay, I got through it today. And then constantly have that relationship with him, with God. Have that relationship with him. And then when you see that person, you can smile and say, you're not going to get, your demon, you're not going to get next to me, because demons do come in human form. Trust me.
Ooh, yes,
I've seen it. I've experienced it.
That's totally
true. They come in human form.
And when you growing and you glowing, somebody gonna try to knock you down. And you gotta be aware.
Exactly. In a minute.
Be aware of
it. In a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's what I tell, and because Jeanette knows, when I was going through something with my oldest, I had to run to her because I was like, okay, we gotta do something really quick or I'm gonna be in the paper.
Yeah.
So Jeanette knows when my oldest was putting me through something, I was like, okay, I need to talk to Jeanette quickly because I'm going to be in the paper.
You know what? It is so funny because, you know, Sean, people don't realize I take my personality, I take my godly wisdom and knowledge, my maturity into therapy, and my therapy style is different. I'm honest.
Right.
I'm fair. When clients come to me and they be trying to be dishonest with me, you ain't hurting me. You hurting yourself. And I'll call them on another way that's sensitive. I'm not trying to hurt or judge you. Help them get through things. One of my brother-in-law just sent me a text. He said, "Nice show, Jeanette. It's amazing how you can put together such information and interesting shows in a short period of time. You do it," and he said, "God is clearly in your corner." That is true. That is so true.
That's
because
true.
If it wasn't about God, I wouldn't be able to do it. I can't do this all by myself. I really can't. Some of this stuff I don't even be knowing. We just throw it out there, booyah, booyah, and you never know who you hit. It's like the old saying goes, when you throw a rock at wolves, the one that hollers, the one that you hit, you never know. We all are going through things. We all got some things that we can do better and deal with. And like I said, don't carry that old stuff into the new year. Let some things, some people.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, Miss Jeanette, somebody called me the new Oprah of Oceanside. Shut up.
You just said it. I went to the casino one time, girl. A man called me Whoopi and made me mad. I said, Whoopi? Whoopi. But you know what? I saw a movie with Whoopi Goldberg in it when she was younger. Whoopi was a beautiful woman.
Right.
Honey, I had to take that back. Mm-hmm. I was like, you could have called me Vivica. You could have called me Felicia Rashad. You could have called me freaking, what was my other girl name? Lisa. That man called me Whoopi. He was drunk. Called me Whoopi. But I didn't even let him know. I didn't even answer to it. But the thing is, Whoopi is a smart lady. Whoopi is an intelligent
person. Yes, she is. I agree.
A strong lady. So him calling me Whoopi, it wasn't like it hurt my feelings. I'll take that. Because I am strong.
Right.
I'm beautiful. I am intelligent. I am godly. Girl, the man tried to hurt my feelings, honey. It bounced right back on him. So,
right.
So those are some of the things, and I want to let people know, don't give people your power. Don't give people your power. Somebody said, "You're amazing, I love you," and Janelle said, "You ladies are powerful, and I'm trying to get there." You know what, Janelle? You can get there if you want to be there. If it
Amen.
Was an angel,
say that.
You got to want to.
Okay, let's end this show because I can keep going on and on because this is fun for me. It's natural. I love it. I love the spirit. I love you guys' energy. Shana, I appreciate you. B, because, like you said, this helps you grow.
Yes, it does. Believe it or not, you wouldn't know. You really don't know how much your show does for me a lot of days when you call me. And I just appreciate it. I appreciate that you even think about me.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
Well,
I love you.
Well, y'all about to tell me.
Well, I'm hungry. I'm getting emotional, and I don't like dealing with emotions. Some people said I had emotional.
Yeah, you know about your emotions. We know about your emotions.
I know. Yeah, I know. I'm doing better. But the thing is,
but sometimes you might not know what you are to people. I'm just saying, you know, it's some days, girl. I'm a very strong person, but when I say sometimes you call in or your show gives me a little more backbone, girl. It does.
whatever it takes. That's how you get through it. Like you said, Sean, you had posted something about Jeanette. You always there. When people tell me, I do my best. Get where I come from. I don't forget who I know. I don't turn my nose up at folks. If you ask me to be there, I'll be there.
You really don't.
And I've been like that all my life.
Be there, you're going to be there. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Whether it's a party, whether it's a funeral, whether it's a fight, whether it's at a gambling.
Right.
Let's not go there.
I'll be there. Joanna just asked me, what is the name of the book? The name of the book is called The Woman's Code. It's by Sophia Nelson. And she talks about 20 powerful keys to unlock your life. And she not only takes it into personal code, she talks about different codes in life, whether it's dealing with relationships, whether it's dealing with spiritual codes, emotional codes, professional codes, and relational codes. This is a good book, and it gives you different activities to work on. And I've had this book for a number of like using this book with some of my clients to try to help them get through some of these things. Because a lot of times individuals do have difficulties letting go of their past because they get stuck with it because that's what they it's comfortable for them. It's familiar. Sometimes you got to have to walk away from that. You know, it's like saying when they used to say you can take a girl out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the person, you know. But sometimes people hide that part of them. You don't have to hide it. You learn to embrace it. You got to know what your demons are. I know what mine are. I know who I am. I know where I come from. I get it. But I know how to balance all of that. So if I need one of them little demons to come help me out with a situation, come on now. Come on with me right now. I need leadership right now. But if that demon going to keep me up at night, leave me alone. I'm tired right now. You know, so sometimes you got to speak to yourself and laugh.
Okay, tell me again. It was a woman's code?
It's called The Woman's Code, and it's by Sophia Nelson. You can get it on Amazon. Now, Joanna, you said you missed the big beginning of the show. You can go back and watch it. That's fine. That's great. Share the information. If you guys have some topics that you want me to talk about, Just let me know. Email me. You can find me on a whole lot of different places. You know, I was Googling. I was looking at something for Amazon. They got me an Amazon account. But the Amazon thing has my old shows from Voice America. So I don't know how to put the Blog Talk Radio with Amazon, but the Voice America stuff is with Amazon. So, like I said, thank you. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. So on Monday, I'm going to have a guy on a show. And his name is Jim Price, and he wrote a book, quite a few books, a series of books about social skills. We're going to be talking about that because all of this ties in together. When you start thinking about your self-esteem, self-respect, social skills, all of that, and these are things that sometimes we got to go back to the drawing board and we got to learn some stuff to try to help us learn how to cope, relate, acknowledge, deal with. That can help us change who we are as a person. Okay? So I'll see you guys on Monday, 12 o'clock, Pacific, at Fresh Predicaments, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about the importance of social skills because we got a whole lot of people, grown folks. They need to work on
their skills. Okay, ma'am.
All right, thank you. And Mama G, let me know when you're ready for me to come on your radio or whatever you want to do. Let me know.
Okay. no, hey. no, baby. You call me. You can my studio. I do it from the studio now, and I'll meet you at the studio. We can have lunch at my favorite spot, the Country Club. So you call me and let me know when you can come on, because you're the one that has all of this going on.
I know. You're there on Sunday still?
Yeah, I'll give you a call.
We'll talk about all of that. I'll give you a call. I'll make sure I make my way down there, because you know you are right by my office. But I haven't even been to my office in 2 years on Ocean Side. But you are right by the office.
Yeah, that's
so. Again, let me end.
Okay.
Because I got everybody seeing clients. Again, thank you. Monday,
okay.
Important to social skills.
Love you.
Business.
Okay.
Bye.
Bless you. Bless everybody.
And
God
happy
bless.
New Year. Enjoy your new
happy
year. Let that baggage
year.
Go. Let it go. Bye-bye.
Oh,
take care.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.